G'day, it's Blandy once again. Welcome to another Big Breakfast podcast. And just a reminder, your chance at some money, the Triple M Secret Sound, thanks to Y Bay Motor Group, comes your way just after 7 each weekday morning. It is a strange one, isn't it? Good luck.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
A little earlier this morning, we were talking about the angst, the argy-bargy, if you like, that appears to be going on, and a bit of political point scoring, you'd think, too, between the states regarding the whole COVID situation and the distribution of vaccines is the latest one. Now, we played this a little earlier.
Premier Berejiklian's in a sprint while the rest of us are supposed to do some sort of egg and spoon thing.
That's important that the Commonwealth is honest and upfront about how many vaccines they are taking from Queenslanders to give to New South Wales.
We've done our bit. We'd like our share of Pfizer now in Western Australia.
Dave the Truckie, good morning.
How are you, Blandy?
I'm all right. What's going on?
I just fired up with your comments there, mate. I totally agree. The red v blue, the political agenda that's coming into this very important situation, it'll never be fixed while that's going on, Blandy, and I'm sick of it, as you said. If you can't do the job, politicians, move aside and let people get on that. I know red v blue will never get on, but this is important. This is people's lives. The country's supposed to be moving on. Remember last year, Blandy, we were talking about getting to New Year's Eve and this dreaded disease would be gone? Mm. Well, guess what? It's going to be the end of this year and into next year, and it still won't be gone because we've got people got no idea what they're doing, mate.
Fair call, Dave. I think COVID is here to stay, mate, and the only way we're going to deal with this and live a normal life again is, I believe, to be vaccinated. It's the only way things are going to get back to normal.
And the thing is, Blandy, we're just about to get Moderna, which is going to be the third vaccination. How many more? How many more vaccinations to try and kill this disease, which, as I said, will never happen, but and you've said it will never happen, but, you know, three, so how many more? Is it going to be another six? There's no end in sight, mate. We keep hearing of the different premiers and the Prime Minister saying, we've got to get to this target. There's no end, mate. There is no end whatsoever. It's frustrating for the people that are in lockdown. I feel so sorry for them. We're very lucky up here that it's not to that stage. But I tell you what, if they can't get the answers and they can't work together, that's all we want as voters, mate. Like, we only get a say once every 4 years and then we're forgotten. It's about time they started listening to everyone, not just themselves. But as I said, if you can't do the job, move aside and let someone do it.
Are you vaccinated, Dave?
I'm fully vaccinated, mate.
Good lad. Hey, mate, thanks for your feedback. It is much appreciated. Well said.
You take care, and it's a great show, mate.
The Big Breakfast with Blandy. The Fraser Coast 103.5 Triple M.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
Blandy's bad dad jokes.
And stop it!
James, good morning.
Top of the morning, Andrew.
Okay, mate, you don't mind a bad dad gag, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a few in the system there that you've told us, Jim. What do you got for us this morning?
Hi, Andrew, why don't monsters eat ghosts?
Why don't monsters eat ghosts, Jim?
Because they taste like sheet.
They taste like sheet. Oh, Jim, I love it. Thanks, mate. I'll put you in the drawer for the Cheesecake Shop and Granville Butchery voucher. Thank you.
That was wild. Let's find out what else Blandy's been up to.
Triple M, as we cross out to the Institute. The Institute of what? I'm not sure, but Professor Smartasser is there. Prof.
Good morning. There's an old army man who has survived both mustard gas and pepper spray and is now a seasoned veteran.
Why is it so?
He's different, but he's ours. Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast.
Breakfast with Blandy's. What are you streaming?
Kylie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Kylie. Now, on a Wednesday, we like to ask people, what are they streaming? You know what it's like when you get to the end of a show and you're looking for something else to binge on?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got something for us?
Yes, I do. Clickbait.
Clickbait. All righty. Yeah. Where can we catch that?
On Netflix.
Netflix. Clickbait. What's it about?
Okay, so in the first episode, a man named Nick goes missing. and a viral online video comes up that he's holding a sign saying, at 5 million views, I die.
Oh.
Yeah. So that goes viral. And so the family races to find him and see what's going on.
Okay. So and it's a mystery?
It's a mystery, yes. Mm. And every episode you get a new suspect.
Oh, a new suspect. So you don't know who's really done it until right at the end.
Yeah. I thought I knew who it was in the first episode, but right at the end, there's lots of twists and turns, and you just don't know until you finish watching.
Sounds intriguing. Really, really does. All right, then. Well, I'm having a look at this. 7.4 on IMDb. It's not bad, 7.4.
Yeah, it is good.
Okay, how many episodes are we talking here?
Okay, there's 8 episodes.
Oh, that's
all right. It's a limited series.
Okay, so we can, and it wraps up. There's no series 2?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It does have an ending.
It does have an ending. Well, I like that. It doesn't drag us on for seasons and seasons. So we have to wait and then lose interest, and we can wrap it up pretty quickly.
I do have another one.
What's that?
I do have another one if you want another one.
Well, save it for another day.
Okay.
All right, Kylie. And I'm going to put you into the drawer for the Cheesecake Shop voucher, $50 worth, and the Granville Butchery, $50 meat voucher.
Awesome, that'd be great.
Clickbait on Netflix, ladies and gents, as recommended by Kylie.
What else has been happening this week with Blandy on Triple M Fraser Coast?
Bruce Saunders, State Member for Maribyrnong, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. A bit fresh this morning.
It is a bit cool. Do you ever wear shorts? I don't think I've ever seen you in shorts.
Always wear shorts after hours, Andrew. I absolutely love summer. If it's below 35 degrees, it's too cold for me.
Bruce, sounds strange. I don't think I've ever seen your legs.
Andrew, they're not a pretty sight. That's what my wife tells me. Keep them locked away at all times.
Is that right? Okay. Okay, let's get down to business here. As far as politics is concerned, the voluntary assisted dying legislation is coming to Parliament. Is that next week?
That's next week. And Andrew, to be plain and to get it out there for people, I will be voting yes for VAD, for the voluntary assisted dying legislation. It's one of the biggest things I've ever seen in politics, and I'm getting inundated with people who are saying to vote for it, because there's a word in there that people have got to understand. It's voluntary.
Mm.
We're not making it mandatory. It's voluntary.
No,
so
mandatory wouldn't go down too well.
No, so it's an option for people.
Yes.
If they don't want palliative care, they can do this. Now, we've got to have a very respectful debate on this.
Mm.
I was at the Howard Markets last Saturday, overwhelming support for it. I have polled overwhelming support for it, for this legislation. So for the people who don't want it, you don't have to use it. It's because it's voluntary assisted dying. That's what the title of the bill is, and that's what it is. So just so that for people who have been ringing my office and demanding I vote no, it's something I strongly believe in.
Mm.
And I'm overwhelming support of the Maribyrnong electorate to vote yes for it, and I will be supporting it.
Yeah, this is a divisive issue, Bruce, but I think one that we have to address. It already has been in other areas. And look, when people are in pain towards the end of their life, we put animals down and put them out of our misery. You know, why can't people have the same choice? If there is no other option, they're not going to make it. So
No. Why
go through the pain and the anguish and putting your family through that too?
That's exactly right. And I've seen family members die, and it hasn't been very good. And you know, it's been a very painful death. And I've always been a big believer in it, I believe. And it is a choice. And that's why it's called voluntary assisted dying.
Yep.
It's your choice. It's not compulsory.
Mm.
And we're not mandating it. It's up to the people to decide. And I think that we're a mature society now where we can make that decision. And I think people want to make that decision, and they want to have the right to make that decision.
Is it going to get over the line?
Yeah, I believe it will.
Okay.
I believe it will. There's a lot of support. There's support on the Conservative side for it. So, yeah, I think it will get over the line. And I think that with the safeguards put in by the Premier, I think it's going to be very good legislation.
Okay, mate. It is a serious subject. Now, Pfizer vaccinations in the Heritage City put on hold for a week or two.
Well, we haven't got any from the federal government, and that's the problem. And I've had phone calls, people turned up to get the Pfizer, and I've got official correspondence from the WBHHS, and they're telling me that they would have supplies of Pfizer by mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen yesterday where the federal treasurer and the health minister said that all the supplies were being taken away from the Labor states, Victoria, Queensland and Western Australia, and pumped into New South Wales. Well, that's not good, Andrew. And we've got two federal members here. What are they doing? They're sitting on their hands. How about picking the phone up the ScoMo and saying, listen here, how about giving us some Pfizer? We need it too. We had people yesterday turned away from the vaccination hub. Young people, people who needed it, couldn't get it because there was none in supply. And I'm asking both federal members, stand up to your Prime Minister. Are you representing Queensland or are you representing New South Wales? You know, I'm absolutely disgusted that our supplies were sent to New South Wales when we need it also.
Yeah, there's the adage, mate, that where there's a fire, that's where you put the hose. We have been pretty lucky. They are doing a tough down there at the moment, and it is on the way. But, you know, would you deny vaccinating people where in a place where you got 1,200 people every day contracting COVID?
No, but that's because the New South Wales Premier did the wrong thing. She didn't lock down, and when she did lock down, but it was all over the place. It was like a pig's breakfast.
The horse is bolted there, isn't it? That's not the answer to the solution. Right. I know she may well have made a mistake there, but this is the underlying issue at present as a result of that.
But we've got to keep our people vaccinated because if they're vaccinated, they won't get it if it jumps the border. Yeah. And that's my concern is we've got people here who've got medical conditions that can't have the other vaccination that need Pfizer and can't get it. And I'm just saying, fair is fair. We've also got to look after our people too and make sure that they're fully vaccinated.
Okay, well, let's hope it's not too far, mate. We've just had a squillion doses arrive from the UK, so you'd be thinking hopefully some will be coming our way in the not-too-distant future, Bruce. Look, just quickly, mate, before we go, the community forum, big meeting is coming with the powers that be at the end of the month. What can we expect to get out of this?
Well, there'll be some good announcements for the Maribor electorate and also for the Hervey Bay electorate. And it was good that the member for Hervey Bay, it's good to work with someone now for Hervey Bay, who's on the same page and works for the region, has got the Premier and the Cabinet to Hervey Bay. We'll have ministers in Maribor. I'll have ministers looking at the train, what's happening here with the future for building trains in Maribor and where the new factory is going to go. We'll be talking to the ministers coming down to look at the foundry, which as a government, we've subsidised their electricity and making sure that the foundry stays alive in Maribor. So there's a lot of things will be happening in the Maribor electorate, but it is good to have the Premier and the Cabinet in the region. And I know the Premier is very big on making sure she gets out to the regions and talking to people. She's a person who believes in democracy and loves talking to people. So it's a coup for this area to get the Cabinet in Hervey Bay and also the ministers coming into the Maribor electorate to talk to me about the needs and what we need moving forward.
Okay, what we need is more hospital staff. We're going to take them to the local hospital and show them the pressure the staff are under there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Andrew, because what we do need is our federal members are going to step up and get more doctors here because yesterday we had more people in the office who've moved to this area but can't get in to see a GP because of lack of GP. So that's what's putting the pressure on the hospital system. And the quicker people realise that the better we are. We are under pressure. We don't deny that because people cannot get in to see their GP. 3 to 5 weeks waiting list. So if you're crook, you're going to present yourself at the hospital. Mm. And we've got cases now where the doctors are overwhelmed here. They're telling people, go to the A&E. Mm. And I had that case yesterday with a lady. She was told by a doctor, don't come in here, go to the A&E, I can't see you. So this is what's putting pressure on. We've got the worst federal government since Federation in power, and they're sitting on their hands while people can't get to see a doctor. And it's absolutely disgraceful that the Prime Minister and the federal health minister allowing this to happen. And it's even worse when the two federal members aren't doing enough to get their prime minister to see that there's a problem in this area for GPs. It's about time they both stepped up and did their job.
Yeah, we've spoken about this off-air too, Bruce, together. It's a pity the feds and state can't work together. Ultimately, public health here in Queensland is run by Queensland Health, which is, you know, the state government. So you've got to take some responsibility for that too. I know we are lacking doctors, and that is an issue as well.
Oh, well, Andrew, all I say, we need more GPs, and you'd see. And also the cost of healthcare. Look, I know the cost of my healthcare is over $600 a month, and I know what other people are paying. They're dropping out in droves and going to...
I know exactly.
And you know what it's like. You know what it's like. And until we bring the cost of healthcare down and make sure that people can afford it and that people... And look, the private system's got to lift their act too, because it's not only the public system, the private system is in this area is floundering too.
Well, and mate, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are paying a heck of a lot of money, and we do have a private hospital which isn't fully functional, let's be honest. And if it was, it would take a lot of pressure off the states, hence a lot of pressure off the government too.
Exactly right, Andrew. So there's a lot of problems, but we've all got to, as you said, work together. But we need a federal government that is concerned about making sure we've got enough GPs in the area.
Bruce, thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, mate.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast, or subscribe here to get all the best bits.